We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Kuf Tzadi Vav, the 12th chapter, the second section of the Avat Chesed. And the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, with regard to lending people our objects, V'yeshemonin mikol zeh, and there are those who don't do this. They don't like to bother to lend the things they own. Af be'et she'akerim pnuim etzlam, even when their vessels are not in use by them, mipnei midat tzar ayin hanimtza bam, because they are miserly, they are stingy. They are stingy when it comes to giving others benefit or pleasure from things they own. How bad is this trait? We already explained earlier in the 10th chapter how bad this trait is and how big the punishment for that is. Ayen Sham, go look over there in the 10th chapter. And even people who they aren't naturally stingy, but they refuse to lend something because they're lazy. For example, if it's in the other room, I don't want to go get it. Or for any other minuscule reason, even though they're not like the first group, but they're still missing that light of kindness. They fail to know the nature of that beautiful light that shines when one does kindness. They don't only realize the value of helping a fellow person. Nothing would withhold them from following this trait of doing kindness in every way they could. And they'd be happy when Hashem gives them opportunity with something to actually do kindness with their fellow men. Yeah?
I have a philosophical question about this. If you do something good for somebody, and you don't really want, you're lazy, but you do it anyway, is that in a way better than if you're happy to do something for someone? Because then you sort of overcame this... You do something with a heavy heart. I don't really want to help you. I'd rather just go about my business. But I'll do it because it's the right thing to do. And you don't that you're doing it just to help them.
For sure.
Right, that you're doing it with a heavy heart.
That's what the Torah is here to teach us.
So you grow more.
To do what's right. And with time, you'll get to do it even with the right attitude. It's not yet the ideal, but we're getting there.
It's better to do it with simcha, that you're helping this person with simcha.
For sure. But you're not yet there.
You say, who grows more? In other words, if you eat kosher, are you growing each time you make a decision to eat kosher? You're already at that level. Or by somebody who's has to fight every time he goes out, which restaurant to go to, once he decides to eat kosher, he's growing. So the guy who is naturally reluctant to help somebody and he hasn't gotten there yet where he sees the pleasure of it, but he says this is Hashem's will and that's why it was given to me, so I got to do it. At that point, he's transformed himself. Maybe...
Is he growing into this guy then who does it out of the same
class? Hopefully, hopefully you don't want to eventually, you see, you don't want to have to think about eating a cheeseburger for 50 years before you, each time the struggle, at a certain point you on to the next thing. Maybe you become such a tzaddik where just having a thought that's not right is your level.
Okay.
I don't know.
For sure. That's where we try to get to. We want to develop ourselves into being that type of person where the Torah way of life is second nature to me. It's second nature to me to be a kind person, a caring person. That's where we want to get to. But the truth is that we're not doing this subject justice. The subject really is divided into two fronts. Maimonides, in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, in the 8 chapters he wrote introducing Pirkei Avos, what's known as Shmona Prakim, the 8 chapters. So Maimonides questions what's better. Person that says, I wish I could eat pork, but I can't. Or a person that says, I don't even feel like eating pork. So Maimonides says, it depends on which mitzvah. The mitzvahs that are logical, like you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't kill. So when it comes to those mitzvahs, then we admire someone who says, you're better off if you don't feel like it. If you say, look, I wish I could kill you. Right now, I'm just restraining myself. I'm good for me, right? I'm not doing that today. So then we look at such a person and we say, okay, good for him that he's doing it, but we don't admire such a person. Then you have mitzvos which our logic has no understanding of those mitzvos, to eat kosher. So there Chazal say, a person should say, you know, I'd love to eat pork. There's no reason I shouldn't want to eat pork. I would want to eat pork. I'd want to eat a cheeseburger. The Torah told me not to, so I'm not. But do I want to? Yeah. So the Rambam divides it that way. He says the mitzvos that are logical. So then we think it's better if a person reaches a point where he doesn't even want to do different. And I think that acts of kindness should be within our logic. I think that falls under that realm of what the Rambam said. That a person should want to attain a point where he doesn't have that struggle each time. When it comes to eating kosher, so then he might attain that level. He might get accustomed to that lifestyle. But there's nothing wrong with a person saying, you know, I'd love to eat pork. It's not that it's a challenge every time I walk by McDonald's. But if you ask me what my preference is, oh, I'd be happy to taste the cheeseburger. So that's how the Rambam breaks it up in that sense. So it's not on the level of a challenge every time I don't eat a cheeseburger. But if you ask me my preference, so then there's nothing wrong if I'm not so thrilled about eating kosher. I'm eating kosher, but I remember what, you know, this tasted like or that tasted like, and I'd be happy to eat it again. We once had such a discussion here in class. Guys were comparing their last cheeseburger, their last shrimp, what they missed the most. And the truth is that that's a fair conversation. And when I mentioned this last time, right, I don't know, snails didn't come up, but no one mentioned snails. I see that's what you guys missed the most. Okay. I don't know. Bacon cheeseburger. Okay.
Frog legs. But what, if something's a blessing from a chef and you don't have a taste for it, if something's a blessing from a chef and you don't have a taiva for it, I think you should say, thank God, but you shouldn't feel good about yourself. I mean, you guys, I heard you overhead talking something about it before, just when I was passing that about a politician or gay rights or something, right? If somebody is inclined that way, he says, thank God, but I don't feel good, like I accomplished something because I don't want to murder or don't want to do it. But somebody who is oriented that way and can, because of Hashem's will, then there's something to feel you did something, no? I mean, I think.
I don't think that's exclusive of what I was saying. It's, you know, you're talking on different planes.
Okay.
With regard to his personal accomplishment, yes, he's accomplished. With regard to, do I aspire to be this type of person or that type of person? Which is better? So we say you're better off being a person who does not have the inclination to steal or kill.
It's much better, of course, for society. Matter of fact, along the way, you probably wouldn't. It seems normal not to have those inclinations, I would think.
Talmud doesn't say that. Talmud says some people are born with a desire to spill blood. So Talmud says a person can be can have that predisposition.
If through no free will thing of your own, someone has a desire to spill blood at birth, let's say, then shouldn't that person, you know, feel a sense of accomplishment if he channels that into a positive direction?
For sure. But that's not the question at hand. If the question is it positive that he accomplished? Yes. If the question is, which is where we aspire to be, then we aspire to be at a point where that's not a challenge. If the question is, who's a more admirable person? So then the more admirable person says, Maimonides, the person we value, is one who says, I don't even have such an inclination. I at the end of the day, you'll say, well, he accomplished more. Maybe, right? But what type of human being is he? A guy who has to keep thinking, I'm not going to kill him.
But that's what I was trying to get at with you. That's better for society if we don't have those type of human beings around. But if Hashem, for some reason that we don't understand, put him into this world with that inclination, it's almost like sacrilegious to say, hey, Hashem, we admire someone who wasn't like that. Follow where I'm coming from.
I hear you 100%. Yeah.
That's the trouble.
Yeah, I'm with you.